Hello, love. Welcome to Self Love Chat. My name is Saida Johnson, and this is the place to be to chat about self love, self awareness, confidence, and mindset. Hi, love. Saida Johnson here, and this is another part of the self confidence series. Now I want to talk to you about relationships. And specifically, I have two pointers from out of my self confidence guide that I have for you guys about building your confidence when it comes to relationships. The first I really want to talk about is so crucial, is trusting your intuition, trusting your gut. Sometimes when we are in relationships, we are very much blinded and naive. We can be all up in our heads and our hearts about the situation. However, especially us women, we have this intuition that tells us exactly what it is, even if it's not breaking down all the details on how it happened. We know, oh, this person's not right for me, or this person's lying to me, or this person's trying to manipulate me, or this person is using me, or this person is just not good for me, or this person is only good to be a friend, not in a relationship. You know, but what happens is we allow either our hearts to lead us or our heads to lead us, and it's never really balanced on that. And it's really important that you do balance your head, your heart, and your intuition when it comes to other people. But with anything like your mind, your heart, or your intuition, you have to practice, you have to listen, you have to utilize it for it to work. So what I mean by that is when the gut feeling comes, don't question it as in, oh, I'm gonna dismiss it, but to look further into something. Maybe you need to stop being so much into your heart and start using your head, or stop being in your head so much and start using your heart. It's not just about, you know, who's cheating, you know, and who's lying, because honestly, a lot of you are actually self-sabotaging beautiful relationships and connections because you don't trust because of that person before who hurt you. So really utilizing the three points of view of your mind, your heart, and your intuition really help you so that you can really get what it is you deserve. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not meant for your long term. Some people are meant for your short term. And you got to figure that out. You got to spend that time to figure that out. All you got is time, to be honest. I mean, why waste 5 years in a relationship when it really was only meant to be, you know, a few months? We all did it. We all been there. We got to live and learn and not make the same mistakes. So using your intuition is a huge practice that you have to actually apply when it comes. Another thing is believing what people show you is so big, especially for us women. I think men are really better at this than women, because we want that relationship. We want that connection. We start to really like someone and feel someone, and we can kind of dismiss some yellow and some red flags because we like the person. Let me say this. It is so important to really believe what someone shows you than what they say. Everybody can talk. I can get on camera and I can talk to you all day long about what you should do, could do, what to do, you know. Just made that up. What you could do or would do and what you should do. But it is me showing proof every day, me showing up, being consistent with my personality, with my life, letting you see behind the scenes of my life, letting you see my kid, letting you see my family, letting you know that I'm a real person with real life. I share my story. I let you know the bad, the good, the ugly. Somebody has to be able to take off the mask to let you really see who they are, and they'll show you. Then they'll tell you. Some people will tell you. I mean, I've been through my journey for 6 years. I have no problem telling you the most nastiest parts of my journey possible. I don't mind. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't have any shame or guilt on my shadow. I don't have no shame or guilt on what I've been through, what I've done. Nowhere near perfect, not always right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm figuring out life. And I only speak on what I've experienced. I never speak on what I'm going through, because not with you guys, because I rather share from a space of something I've actually conquered, you know what I mean, than something I'm necessarily going through. I'll give you some highlights like I did a few days ago, you know, when it comes to me challenging myself to show up for you guys and be of service. But I'm divorced. I have a child with someone I'm not no longer with. It was a horrible, rough relationship. And so therefore, that's where a lot of these lessons came from. So that's why I can sit there and share things with you. I'm not one to come on and say, oh, I'm a relationship expert, because I'm not. I'm all about self. I'm all about the journey of self. I'm all about knowledge of self. I'm all about love of self. That's something I've went through, I cried through, I've been scared through, I conquered those fears, I had the lonely nights, I've had the stress, I've had the anxiety over it, I had the depression over it, and that's why I can tell you right now exactly what I did and how I did it to come over it, so that you can avoid the pitfalls too. And when I get to the relationship successfully, I will educate you 100% on that, but I don't speak on nothing I haven't conquered. A lot of people do, but that's not me. I'm going to keep it real and 100 with you all the way through. And you're going to go through this journey with me if you so choose. So those are my two points. I want you to start to trust your intuition, align your mind, align your heart, align your intuition when it comes to these connections that you are building with people. Utilize that. Let that be your guide. Balance it. And then believe what people show you. Not too much of the gab and what they talking and but what they doing. Let them show you who they are. And then when they do, believe them. Don't try to talk yourself into, oh no, it's not so bad, or it's gonna get better in time. Don't do that. Don't play that game with yourself. Don't lie to yourself and dishonor yourself for nothing. Be real. And when you see something, be okay with speaking to somebody about it, you know, and confronting them. If they get all defensive and nasty about it, sometimes it's just good to just leave people where they at. You know what I'm saying? They can't deal with anything maturely. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. I hope that you find these two pointers very much helpful. Please leave a comment below on if this helped you. If you have any advice that you can share with other people, please leave it in the comments. I'm sure they would love that. And I'm going to come back again tomorrow with the third clip. And that's going to be on building your confidence in your business. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in. Please share with your friends and family to support others on their self-love journey. Please leave a comment or review sharing your experience, and let me know if this episode was helpful to you. I appreciate you, and until next time, be safe.